There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Happy Hanukkah! Happy holidays! Happy Christmas! Merry, merry! I hope many of you are enjoying some time off or getting ready to have some time off. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And I also wish for all of you a happy and healthy 2015. Coming up in our next week's shows or so, we'll look forward to what I think will unfold both in the Congress, politically speaking, economically speaking, in the world of entertainment, in the world of business, that kind of stuff. We'll make some big, bad, bold predictions. Also coming up on this show in our third hour, if you are starting to get that flu-like symptoms or a cold, like I have a little bit of a cold, ways that you can fend it off, ways that you nutritionally can hopefully stop that from happening, or at least make it a very short process instead of long and drawn out. You know, that's the thing. I love the wintertime, but that's the thing about the switch. The complete switch in the seasons and that one stellar cold that you get no matter what you do, or the potential for the flu, and then that raging debate we have, flu shot or no flu shot, which is the way to go. And I think I said this, I can't even remember the last time I had a flu shot, so there you have it. The president signed the $1.1 trillion spending bill. The Senate extended some tax breaks, and the interview in New York, the premiere, was canceled. How about that? So the Sony hack attack, which was by a group calling them themselves the Guardians, rattled enough cages in this movie, The Interview. It's about killing the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. There was enough worry, concern, whatever about that, that they decided, you know what, we're just going to call it off. So the hackers had some power. They had some power to release all those emails and also some of the movies that they had, been able to snap up from Sony, from the computer hack, and now they stopped the premiere. They canceled the premiere for fear that something could, something untold could happen there, so how about that? In the meantime, the ex-Marine wanted in six killings, killed his ex-wife and all of his former in-laws, committed suicide. They found his body only a half mile from his home. The sad part in all of this as well, two young daughters who not only were in the house when he killed his wife, he hustled them off into the car, but now they are minus both parents and dealing with a complete wipeout of one side of the family. It makes absolutely no sense, none whatsoever. In Pakistan, they're saying the same thing. If you haven't heard, innocent school kids fired on by some Pakistani Taliban who used a bomb explosion to distract the security at the school away from the walls so they could get over the walls. And then they just took their time killing kids, you know, firing at these kids at will. Very, very sad. 12 to 16 years old, over 130 kids who were doing nothing other than going to school. That's it. They're at school, and their family, it was an army school, their family served in the military, or somebody in their family served in the military, most likely. So this was revenge, the Pakistani Taliban says, for the fact that they had children killed in a military attack, but it's could they have been more trapped? And it is unbelievably sad. So when I say, when you see things like that and you say, this is why we have these conversations on the show about where are we headed, where's the world going, what are we doing, how far is too far, how do you stop terror, how do you get the attention of the people in Washington who represent us, because all of this matters. We live in a great country, a free country, and we don't want to live like some of the other people have to live in the world where they're incredibly vulnerable. However, we are vulnerable as well. And the Taliban is a massively deadly force. And here they set them up and they knew exactly how to exploit a weakness, draw out the security, and then go after those innocent kids, just start firing, had enough ammunition where they could have been there for days. Incredibly, incredibly depressing, that's for sure. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk to Patrick Poole, a terrorism expert, about the idea of the lone wolf terrorists, but what we've seen when somebody is labeled a lone wolf and the threat of people that go rogue, what is really behind some of that. And also this hour, we're going to look at the numbers. We can count. Yep, it's all about the numbers. And it's funny, I said the interview in New York, the New York City premiere, had been canceled. But the numbers that they expect now, because of all this controversy especially, there was interest already in the movie, but because of this whole hackers threat, and they're threatening even attacks on movie theaters, they still believe that the movie will reach a lot of people, and it's going to be a huge box office success. I mean, there was a Los Angeles premiere, and there was no problem there, but they were very concerned about what would happen on New York. They were worried about what could happen in New York, so they decided they were not going to do that. And then, you know, pretty much what Sony has done is they've told theater owners they have the option of deciding whether they want to play the film and what they want to do, that they could opt out of it. So how wild is that? When you have Seth Rogen and you have James Franco, who are the stars of this movie, the fact that the message was sent by the Sony hackers on Tuesday morning threatening a 9/11 style attack on theaters showing the film, boy, that made a few people nervous, where they decided, you know, we're not going to go ahead and do that. That's more specifics on that. I mentioned that the Senate extended some tax breaks, so before they took their big break, and some of them, it's the end of their term, that's the end of things, and now we're going to see a switch in the Senate, because the majority will become Republican when the next Senate comes in, because you have the retiring of, you also have the retiring of Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma, a really big retirement. He had been there a long, long time, had been a politician in D.C. for a long time. So at the tail end of while all that's going on, as I said, you have some of these tax breaks that were passed, just the whole mortgage thing and whatnot, so people worried about that. And then, you know, the rubber stamping, the approval of the budget moving into the next year, except for, of course, Homeland Security, which will only be funded through February. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Talking about Sydney, Australia, our pal Jack Alexander giving us all the details from Australia. How do we see these so-called red flags? And what is it that we can do to defend ourselves, I guess, or certainly somehow figure out who the lone wolves are that we keep talking about, that, and it keeps cropping up more and more here in the United States and, of course, in other parts of the world. Patrick Poole joins us now. He's a national security and terrorism correspondent for PJMedia.com. Patrick, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So you saw what happened in Sydney, and of course, details were slow coming out. And then when we realized what the deal was here, and now some of the stories that we've heard of his past and things that he had threatened people with and all that kind of stuff. So we come back to that same thing with the lone Islamist, jihadist kind of terrorist. So the question becomes, really, how can we see these things coming toward us?
Well, that's a fair question. I think that's one of the questions they're asking in light of this incident in Sydney. But as I've been pointing out here over the past couple of weeks and detailing, in virtually all of these terrorism cases, whether it's the United States or whether it was the two incidents up in Canada back in late October or now the Sydney incident, almost universally, all of these actors are already known to law enforcement at the time that that an incident actually happens, as was the case here in Sydney, where, in fact, the hostage taker, Sheikh Haran, was on bail on two separate felony charges, one in the murder of his ex-wife, who was stabbed and burned to death. And then the second case was he had more than 40 sexual assault charges pending.
Mm.
And in both these cases, he was on bail. And even the Prime Minister of Australia said today, you know, well, why was this guy out on bail? Well, I mean, you know, your Prime Minister, that's the question you need to ask. So time and time again, law enforcement knows who these guys are. They just, for whatever reason, I would argue it's a large measure of political correctness that the law enforcement authorities just won't act.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, saying that when you talk about political correctness, that's shocking. 50 counts of sexual assault, burning the ex-wife, that's crazy, and then dropping the ball on it. So political correctness, is it going to get us killed?
Well, in virtually all of these cases, it is getting people killed. You know, you have two victims in Sydney in the two incidents up in Canada. You had two army officers killed, one who was run over. Two were run over, one died, and then you had the shooting a couple days later right in front of Parliament at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And the litany of cases I've detailed at PJ Media here in the United States where, for instance, you know, Major Nadal Hassan, the Fort Hood killer.
Yeah.
The FBI was reading his emails to al-Qaeda cleric Anwar Awlaki in real time. And now we know the content of those emails after his court-martial trial. And we know that the very last email exchange was about him killing fellow soldiers and the religious justification for doing so. So, you know, a lot of these terrorism experts use this lone wolf, and politicians, by the way, and I'm a bipartisan critic in this regard, use this lone wolf moniker to try and throw up their hands and say, well, there's no way for us to know, you know, it's entirely random, and there's nothing we can do about it, so give us another $40 billion to help solve the problem. And that's just, at this point, it's just not enough. I think people are realizing that these government agencies who turned a blind eye to these guys, you know, in the case of Sheikh Haran in Sydney, I was speaking with a friend of mine who's native of Sydney and asked him about it. And he heard that the reason why he was out on bail was because he was an Islamic cleric. In any other situation, he would be sitting in prison. So we need to... We have means to be able to address this problem, but because of political correctness, we've created these barriers and boundaries so we don't have to deal with the 800-pound gorilla sitting on the couch with us.
I like that, barriers and boundaries, which we need to tear those down. We're speaking with Patrick Poole, who is a national security and terrorism correspondent for PJMedia.com. And notice, too, a lot of these attacks and some of the things that are happening are getting bolder and bolder. Does it feel that way to you?
Absolutely. The operational tempo of these terrorist organizations, both in their operating areas and what they're saying about what they intend to do in our areas, you know, here in the American homeland or in Europe or in Canada or in Australia, I mean, things are increasing. We saw it today with the Tariqi Taliban bombing of the killing 100-some-odd students in northwest Pakistan today.
Mm.
And al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula bombed a school bus of schoolgirls and killed 20-some-odd schoolgirls in Yemen today. And the question that personally I ask is, when is it going to come here? All it takes is for one of these guys, a U.S. citizen who's fighting with these terrorist groups in Syria and or Iraq, returns home, and the Obama administration has established a policy that they're allowed to come home, and there's no penalty for them engaging in whatever acts. They can come home and commit an act of terrorism, and you know, the experts will all be wringing their hands yet again, saying, "Oh, you know, there was, you know, this was unpredictable. There's nothing we can do about it. Give us more money."
Yeah, and as you said, it's interesting. If you turn that equation around, you're right. It's like a smokescreen for sure, especially when you think of some of the things, you know, remember the whole dump of metadata and all the stuff that we found out about who was being tagged in the U.S., calls, all that other sort of thing, with the Ed Snowden release of information. And yet that's happening, but what, we can't keep tabs on somebody like Major Nidal Hassan, as you said, clearly disturbed, clearly they were looking at some of what he was writing, but yet then they didn't follow all the way through. I mean, there's somebody that they should keep a close eye on.
And it's important in the Major Hassan case. The FBI field office in San Diego, who was tasked with following Anwar Awlaki, they wanted to pursue the case, and it was FBI headquarters who came in and shut the investigation thing down. And after the Fort Hood incident, there was no repercussions in the FBI. All of those people who made those decisions got promoted. And the only people who were punished in the Major Nidal Hassan case were these low-level Army people who, if they had even dared spoken out, I mean, we had video of Major Hassan giving his infamous PowerPoint presentation where he justifies killing his fellow soldier,
right,
ironically, and people being outraged. If any of those officers had spoken out against it, it would have ended their careers.
Wow.
Because they were being Islamophobes. I mean, this is the prison house of political correctness that's been built around this issue. And as we saw this week, as we saw today, it's getting people killed.
Yeah, so, Patrick, you think the answer is obviously you're writing about it. A lot of us are talking about it. The more it starts to marinate, perhaps we see a change. But, I mean, you're talking about really coming up against, as you said, some big barriers.
Well, you know, I spend about half my time in Washington, D.C., and the one thing that politicians respond to is heat. You know, if people just and you know, when I go around and speak to community groups, people immediately get this issue. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. I mean, it's basically the New York, D.C. media bubble, political media bubble, where they, you know, where they wring their hands and come up with all kinds of excuses. So unless the American people start turning up the heat on their politicians, and again, I'm a bipartisan critic in this regard, the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats with a lot of this stuff, it's going to continue happening, and one day it's going to end up being, elementary school in Peoria, Illinois, not Northwest Pakistan.
Yeah, boy, and that'd be a scary, sad, sad day. Patrick Poole, great stuff. We'll talk to you again. PJMedia.com. You can check him out there. Thanks.
Thank you.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Once again, time for my favorite thing. We can count, or one of my favorite things. You know, isn't this the holiday where you sing that song? These are a few of my favorite. It's one of my favorite things because numbers. It's all about numbers. Sometimes the numbers are sad. Sometimes the numbers, make you smile. How about this? You want some smiling numbers? I guess sort of. I was looking at a list today. And maybe it's because an accountant sent them to me, but tax breaks that you can take in 2014. That's a good thing because Congress just this week extended dozens of expired temporary tax breaks for this year, which would not have been a good thing for any of us, right? So what are the tax breaks that you can take? Well, let me just run down a few of them. How about this? State and local sales tax deduction. Woohoo! If you itemize your taxes. I don't think it's that much to get excited about. Tuition deduction. Woohoo! You can deduct up to $4,000 in tuition. Like if you get secondary education, all that kind of stuff. How about this? Equal treatment of commuting costs. I didn't even know what this was. Commuters can reduce the pre-tax income to their account for commuting costs. So under the law, if you drive to work and pay for parking, you're allowed to exclude $250 a month than those who use mass transit, $130 a month. So there you go. That's a good thing, right? If you can use it. mortgage insurance premiums. Yeah, deduction for a mortgage insurance premium. That's always good. How about mortgage debt that's been forgiven? That's pretty good. How about tax-free IRA withdrawals for charity? Anybody there? Well, for that matter, if you're putting in a standard IRA, if you're, I think it's up to, depends on your age, but up to like $5,500, something like that. I mean, hey, any break you can get is one that you need to look at. And I think sometimes people don't realize that there's things, especially if they're itemizing, that they could take advantage of that would maybe get them more money in their, you know, more money in their pocket. That's the name of the game, isn't it? Yeah. We all want more money in our pocket, for goodness sake. How about this? I was so sad to hear this just because it reminded me of my nephew, and I used to read him this book all the time, my nephew Owen. Norman Bridwell, who is the author of Clifford the Big Red Dog, dead at the age of 86. Now, that's a pretty decent life, though, 86 years old. He had always been identified with this red dog, and the red dog really made the rounds. Right? Once Clifford came about, Clifford was turned into all kinds of books and all kinds of characters. It was a classic, and he died in Martha's Vineyard, and this, if you look at his Clifford books, there were dozens of them, sold millions of copies in 13 languages. And remember, there was also a series on Clifford that was on PBS. A movie is coming up in 2016. So the Clifford was one of those things. It just really stuck. And Clifford actually came about in 1963. And here's just a little cool factoid. The Bridwell's wife wanted to name Clifford Tiny, but he wanted to name the dog Tiny, but his wife convinced him no. So instead, Clifford became the name. And sometimes there's something about a name. I don't know. Tiny might have worked, but Clifford the Big Red Dog, the name is just so perfect that, that was a smart suggestion, right? All right, we continue along with We Can Count. And like I said, some of the numbers are sad. I wanted to give you some positive numbers in the beginning before we went sad on you. The U.S. Coast Guard apparently is searching for a 13-year-old boy who went cliff diving into the water with friends in Hawaii, but never resurfaced. He jumped off of a 15-foot cliff near Hapuna Beach State Park on the Big Island, and they've been looking for him since midday Sunday, so that doesn't bode well. Somehow he might have gotten stuck, you know, in the beyond what they could see, rogue waves, who knows. They've had dive teams out there, and they're scanning, you know, with helicopters. They've still been going out every single day. And a lot of people jump off of those cliffs there, and they seem like a false sense of security. But, you know, that it can be pretty deceiving, I think, especially in a place like Hawaii, but anywhere, beachfront or ocean. I mean, how many of you have walked into the water or dove into the water and then there's some wild currents or something else that's pulling on you? But sad for his friends, because he was there with a whole group of friends that just got hysterical after they couldn't find him, and just, you know, as soon as they could, took off for help. Jeb Bush, it's official. I told you this a long time ago that I had some good inside knowledge on this. So I think a lot of people felt like Jeb Bush was going to do this anyway. But yep, it is just official. He's going to do it. He is going to go for, you know, he's doing the exploratory thing, running for president. Thinking about running for president, being as transparent as possible. And I don't know, maybe there's something about the whole weight loss thing. He just lost like 15 pounds, somebody said. He's getting in shape. He's getting in fighting shape. Because as we all know, it's a grind when you run for that office, isn't it? Because you're out there shaking hands, kissing babies, giving speeches, doing the things you need to do. It would be wild to see. I've said this a few times. I mean, what would that be like to have a Bush and a Clinton running against each other if they both got the nominations from their respective parties? So he is releasing 250,000 emails from his two terms in office. And, you know, to be transparent, that's the whole thing. He knows that all that stuff gets scoured over, so just get in front of the curve and just do it. Release it all. Release that. Release the ebook, and then it's already, you know, it's already out there, and that's what will happen. People will go through all of that and see what they can find from it. I don't think we're going to see anything crop up with Jeb. It doesn't feel like he's going to have something that's going to come back and bite him. If there is a case for transparency, I think that he seems rather transparent. I had two friends that covered Jeb in Florida and said that whether you agreed with whatever it was, whatever the issue was, he wasn't afraid to hold court and just flat up say whatever the deal was, why he felt a certain way about something that was going on in economics or whatever it might be that would affect the people in his state. So I don't think we're going to see any red herrings come out. Oil continuing to plunge. How about this? The price of a barrel of West Texas intermediate fell below 55 for the first time in 5 years. Wow, incredible. Also, Brent crude, because you look at those benchmarks, that's the global figure, below 60 for the first time in 5 years. So you get it. The oil keeps coming down. The average gasoline price nationwide has now fallen more than a buck since its peak of 370 in late April. The national average, according to AAA, is 253 for a gallon of regular. Wow. 253. I'd say that we're feeling pretty good about that, huh? Because there's certainly some savings there for anything you want to gripe about. And many of you have called. We've talked about this. You know, if you're looking to catch a break somewhere, there's somewhere where you can catch a break, and that's pulling up at the gas station. It gets closer to four. We all, I don't want to say panic, but we all are uncomfortable. Because you can have a bigger car, even if you have a smaller car, what does it cost to fill up? It's the overall load. It's not what it is a gallon. It's what you have to come up with to fill it up. What it is that you have to come up with. All right, how about this one? New York Magazine says they were duped. They were duped by a $72 million teen trader. It made an interesting story, that's for sure. But they put out an apology to their readers, saying that they can't believe it. The teen stock trader that was rumored to have made all that money, they fact checked, but they say their process was obviously inadequate, and they're doing a mea culpa, saying they're taking full responsibility, and they should have known better. And this is what the deal is. There was a profile of the 17-year-old Muhammad Islam that was featured as part of the Reason to Love New York issue. And in fact, it's interesting because I read that issue, and it was they had to do an editor's note. So it was the second editor's note in 24 hours. The first came late Monday night after the New York Observer ran an interview with Islam in which he admitted to making the story up. And so then that was, you know, massive waves immediately. And then they even questioned, that's part of it, they started questioning, how could he even have made $72 million? You would think that, I don't know, in the whole fact-checking process, that they might have found a flaw that they couldn't see on paper, or how could they possibly know or prove about the $72 million. So I think that's strange anyway, but very unusual for them to have to take it back, but they had to take it back twice, $72 million trader. Nope. False story. All right, once again, that's it for this edition of We Can Count. Hang with us.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
All right, we're rounding the final turn here on this hour of America Tonight, and really we've tipped the scales in a couple of different directions, starting off, of course, with the horrible tragedy in Pakistan, and as you just heard there, talking with Patrick Poole, and then We Can Count going through the numbers. And speaking of numbers, don't forget Nail the Score coming up in our next show. The second hour, last segment, your chance to win awesome prizes from America Tonight. Bragging rights, all you have to do is correctly nail the score. Tell us who you think is going to win the game once we announce the game of the week. The real game is going to be in 2015 and 2016, especially the push for the next president. Do you think we'll see another Bush in the White House? You're listening to me now in those nooks and crannies. Close your eyes for a second and think, third Bush. Can you imagine? What a legacy if Jeb Bush was really to win the White House. Most people are handicapping him in not a very good light, not because of his personality, not because of what he did as governor of Florida, but his chances. You know, his chances, in other words, if you were to ask a wise guy in Vegas, which I did, they gave me the odds of 33-1 at the Hilton. 33-1, just off the cuff was the number. Off the cuff, a friend. So Jeb Bush, his push, they say, ends Mitt Romney's chances for 2016. We're really Mitt Romney again? We're really putting Mitt Romney up to run again, the real possibility of him winning the nomination? I didn't understand that. So there were some polls that would show him ahead because some people really liked Mitt Romney. You know, there's a great documentary that came out, and I can't think of the name of it, but it was all about Romney running for president. It was behind the scenes, and it was really, really well done and showed the closeness of his family, but also showed what it was like when he was dealing with what he thought was going to happen and then ultimately, you know, what did. And I can't imagine the Romneys going through that again. And why would you do a part two with Mitt Romney? So when I start to see those headlines about Romney's chances, I mean, forget it. But Jeb Bush versus who else is on the Republican bench, including Rand Paul, I guess Chris Christie, although Benedict Christie certainly wouldn't win any favor with Republicans in New Jersey or Pennsylvania, even for that matter. So maybe the Jeb Bush scenario is not that far off, but Jeb Bush in a competitive contest with Hillary Clinton? What does that look like for this country? What are the headlines? And what are we thinking if that's what it comes down to? And it, you know, very well could be that. Very well could be. I also mentioned at the top of the show, current politician and president Obama signing the $1.1 trillion spending bill and kind of brushed over what that means. It means, you know, the government is funded, except for Homeland Security, which is funded through February 27th, which sets up the showdown over the president's executive action on immigration. So it was pretty much the last act of Congress under the Republican House and the democratically controlled Senate. In January, the new Congress kicks the football around and returns with Republicans in charge of both chambers. So the spending bill retains the cuts negotiated in other budget showdowns. It rolls back some banking regulations. It retains spending for the health care law and pays for the fight against Ebola, which we knew that was going to happen. So that's where you get the $1.1 trillion. But boy, oh boy, what a difference it'll make when we see the new Congress, because I don't think we're going to have a Clinton relationship where you had the Democrats in charge of the White House and the Republicans in the majority on the Hill. You know, despite the comparisons, hey, we've seen this happen before, it's worked before. It doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel like there's a setup where there's going to be some joint discussions, healthy discussions and disagreements that end up in a bipartisan type of legislation that gets passed. I don't see that. I think I can safely look at a crystal ball and pretty much call that. So could all of you. That's for sure. It's not that hard. Especially in what we saw in the midterm elections. You know, mentioning that Jeb Bush wants to run in 2016, you got to figure Hillary can't be that far behind. But now that he has said this, the exploratory thing, you have to figure at least by the beginning of the year, as soon as the new year kicks in, that's what's going to happen. And Hillary Clinton is not going to not run. I've had some emails from some of you saying, suggesting that, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm going to disagree with you because I can't think of a person who wants to run more than Hillary Clinton. Even Jack says the only way Jeb could win is if Hillary doesn't run. So that's the kind of faith, though, that people have in Jeb Bush. And if he's the guy, you also think, well, who's the VP candidate there? I bet you anything it would have to be a woman. And what woman is that? That's the VP with Jeb. I mean, Jeb was the one everybody thought was going to get the White House the first time around. It didn't fall in his direction. Instead, George was the one who ended up running, as you all know, and then took the presidency for two terms. But he was the one that was always, always talked about. And I guess he really wants it, huh? And what's that going to look like when he's out there stumping for votes? And what other potential obstacles will he face besides Rand Paul? Because I think Rand Paul will be a little bit of an obstacle, especially with his draw for young people, but it is about the party. So I am the poll princess, as I'm fond of saying, and nearly half of Americans say gas prices are still too high. I'm thinking, still too high? They did a recent survey, and what the CBS News found is that 45% of Americans felt they were too high. And in 2012, when prices were very close to $4, the figure of people who thought the gas prices were too high was 92%. 49% of those polled thought the current price about right, compared to 6% who felt the same way in 2012. 63% feel the lower prices haven't affected their lives financially, but 32% have benefited from the price drop. The majority of Americans making more than $100,000 a year think the current price is about right. Americans earning less are more divided. Isn't that interesting on the issue? The vast people polled, 83%, said they wouldn't drive more because of the lower prices. 69% of people who responded will use the money they save in gas to pay bills and expenses. 52% will put more money into a savings or retirement account. At least that's what they're saying. Here's the thing, you have to feel it if you really think about it, because when we were close to $4 and now you're just over $2, that adds up. Are you commuting a lot? Are you running around in your car a lot? You have to be feeling that. You'd have to be feeling the extra money that you would gain by paying less for gasoline, especially as much as, in some cases, of what we're talking about. Huge, huge difference between, oh my gosh, we're feeling the pinch at $4. How much is it costing us to fill up an SUV versus what it's costing now? Hey, hey, happy holidays. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact.
with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.